I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As you give thanks for God's blessings today, would you remember the world's refugees in your prayers? Nearly half of the people in this group originate from the Middle East and North Africa, a region also known as MENA. The team at MENA Leadership Center sees this reality as a call to action. This is Fadi Sharaya.
The task is to enable and build the capacity of the churches, the different ministries, how to do refugee ministry properly.
Earlier this month, the center hosted a conference focusing on trauma healing for refugees. Pray that the impact on refugee ministries would resound far past the event. Pray also for the MENA Leadership Center team.
Remember that we are working in a very difficult area. We are maneuvering around very tough situations all over the region, and we're trying to meet those needs.
And November is Native American Heritage Month. You may not realize that Native Americans were the first mission field in North America. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries explains.
After 400 years of missions, only 4% are estimated to have a relationship with Christ.
Yet Jesus is deeply relevant to the Native experience.
He was a tribal man from the tribe of Judah. He lived on land occupied by others. Jesus was also a victim of gross injustice, as many Native Americans have been.
These connections are transforming Native young people through Hutchcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings outreach.
With an understanding of suffering, injustice, and abuse, and with the warrior spirit, when all of that comes under the lordship of Christ, fasten your seatbelt.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to dare to believe. The inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.